You know, we talked about you volunteering, but Richard volunteered his time as well.
Yes, he was chairman of the Boy Scouts. He was chairman of River Parks. He served on the Opera Board. He served on the board of Gilcrease and probably other things as well.
Yeah. How old was he when he died?
He was 61.
And you were close in age. I mean, you were the same age.
No. I'm younger. I was 58.
58. Part of your hobbies, they tell me, is collection of Santa Clauses.
Yes, I had probably 2,000 Santa Clauses. And when I was a child, my father would rent the Santa Claus suit and would take candy canes to our orphanage. And so I think that helped me that every year he would volunteer as Santa, and I loved collecting Santa Clauses.
Well, that volunteer was kind of planted by your father then,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, he was very active in the Lions Club, and when he passed away, he asked that donations be made for their crippled children's event, a place where they also would outfit them with eyeglasses.
Yeah. So then it makes sense then that you had that as a role model.
Yes.
And wanted to duplicate that. But you've made, you know, you have done fundraising for a lot of entities in town, but you have given generously. You gave $5 million to the Gathering Place in memory of Richard.
Yes, and Tori and Robert Waldo are now working to establish new trails at Turkey Mountain, and I have given money and his memory for this Tulsa Turkey Mountain project.
You also donated funds for the painting of the historic Santa Fe Trail. That was kind of fun. It was commissioned by the Oklahoma State Senate Historical Preservation Fund. Wayne Cooper, the artist, that was a project that Senator Charles Ford put together.
Well, I donated a painting, and the artist gave me a small painting, which I can show you. And the large painting is hanging in the Senate room at the Capitol.
Yes, right. What gives you the most satisfaction, volunteering or giving? It's got to make
you... No, I just want to help people. I feel like my life has been spared, and maybe God has more work for me to do. So I do not mind supporting. You can't support everything, but I do support what I can.
Right, right. And at 85, you're well and healthy, and you've got 10, 15 years ahead of you. How old were your parents when they'd passed on?
My father passed at 87. My mother passed at 81.
Okay. So long living blood.
Good.
In you, absolutely.
My grandfather was 100.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, then that's great. What about your grandfather? Was he? Did you know him?
Yes. He lived in Texas, and his name was George Washington Blanchet. I love that name as my paternal grandfather. My maternal grandfather was named Benjamin Franklin Warren. So those were some family names.
Yes. And were you able to be around them? They were.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
they both all in Texas.
And what did they do? Were they?
Well, my maternal grandfather was a contractor and built large homes, and my grandfather had a cotton plantation, and in Texas we call it the fiddle. He played the fiddle.
Oh yes, yeah. And you love Texas, don't you?
Yes. But I kept two homes in Texas, but I like Tulsa very much.
Yeah, well, it's nice you can have both places that you really like, for sure. Were you able to donate and make like a Texas A&M? Was that
a little bit? We donated one of our homes in Tulsa to Texas A&M. My husband was also president of the Association of Former Students and chairman of the Development Foundation. And when he passed, they lowered the flags on campus to half-mast. Wow. And a plane full of the people from NM flew to Tulsa.
Hmm. What was Richard's personality like?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Was he a very outgoing or to himself or kind of?
Well, he was Capricorn, and they're very strong, and he enjoyed many things, golf, fishing, hunting, his family and travel, and his mother lived in the same town where we lived, and he was very close to his mother.
Yeah. You said you donated a home in Tulsa.
Yes, we had a Tulsa home, and we moved from there to Southern Hills, and he donated our home to Texas A&M.
How did that work? The sale of it?
Or? Yes, A&M receives property, and then they can sell it.
So if we went to Texas A&M, we might feel a little presence of the Williford name?
Yes, yes. He donated a column on one of the buildings, and I still have several scholarships at Texas A&M that he established.
Oh, wow.
And I get their grades, and have many, many students that we have helped.
Then must be satisfying for, I'm sure that some of them have come back.
Well, my daughter graduated with 2 degrees from Texas A&M, and her oldest daughter graduated from Texas A&M. So we're very pleased with that.
Right. And those students who received scholarships as they went through school and became adults, did you get people coming back to you?
Yes, say, yes. Same. Some come and visit me, even.
Right. It's just fun to see that the more you give, the more you can receive.
Yes.
And you don't do it for that, but out of the clear blue sky, here's somebody saying thank you,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a note, even mm-hmm. if they don't see you in person, mm-hmm. that you get
yes.
As a result of that.